This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. It is the live Labor Day edition here on Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. We've been reading this story from the Foundation for Economic Education regarding mass shootings. This is something that's really been on people's mind in the last month. It seems like the news stories of these are just, they're coming at record pace. And still, mass shootings are an incredibly low percentage of shootings, and shootings themselves, death by homicide, not gun deaths, homicide deaths, gun homicide deaths, have been decreasing. Now, their gun deaths themselves have been decreasing too, but that's, you know, the two-thirds of gun deaths are suicides. So it's a really unfair way to characterize what's going on. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And nobody.
The number is 855-450-3733. We'll get right back into this article, but let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bader Ginsburg, Kagan, Epstein, and ticking. That's what you were trying to find. Pillow, inner case.
Oh,
holds the Fed. Ticking.
The inner case of a pillow is called the ticking.
At least that's what my grandma told me when I was like six.
I'll have to look it up.
Groovy.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what's on your mind?
Kokesh.
And the night before.
Say again?
He was on last night. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had kind of indicated his first night that his flight didn't leave until Tuesday, so I was hoping he'd be on tonight too, so we could talk about last night. Because I've been supporting Adam ever since he was here in Albuquerque on the radio, which was whatever 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and I repost. Most or a lot of what he posts on Facebook in his pursuits, but I'm gonna have to stop doing that. And I wanted to discuss that with Adam on air here, because he's got a habit of going on radio stations that they implement this technique. I don't know if you've ever noticed that when a candidate go or anybody else for that matter that is a guest, and in this case Adam was also not only a guest but a co-host. But they go on radio stations, and then they ask for callers. I mean, they solicit callers. Hey, call in and talk about what's on your mind. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
You might have heard of it.
Oh, yes. And, we do that here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Anyway, so then people will take them up on their offer, and they'll call in to comment or question to the guest, you know, often a political candidate that wants to have power over the people that call in. And then what the technique that the radio station uses is that the caller will ask a question or make a comment, you know, usually ask a question. And often they won't even let you comment. They want you to question only, you know, for some reason. It's got to be in the form of a question, like whatever game show that is, Jeopardy or whatever. I don't remember. But anyway, so you ask your question, make your comment. And then what the radio host will do, the radio station will do, is they'll immediately hit, apparently there's a couple different buttons that radio stations have, and they'll hit one that will leave the caller on the air but mute their voice so that they can't utter any utterances. And then the guest, politician, like in the case of Adam last night, will then supposedly answer the question, respond to the comment. And they say whatever, but they can say whatever they want because the caller is muted and the caller cannot correct the lie or inaccuracy or oversight or whatever it may be that comes out of the mouth of the politician wannabe.
So how's that politician's fault? If that's how radio stations operate.
Usually, from From my experience, the politicians know how this game is played, especially since in the case of Adam, he ran his own radio program for 6 months. So he knows all about it, and he's been on many, many, many other radio programs. So he knows all about it in his case. But even if it wasn't Adam, if it was somebody else who didn't run their own radio program and they were a candidate, they would most likely know how the game is played as well, because mysteriously, when they would respond to a caller's question, the caller would never still be there to comment anymore. They just suddenly, you know, were satisfied and gone.
But so what do you think candidates should do? Do you think they should
back
not
go? Back to last night. I'm the one that wants to make a point, and so I'm going to continue down that line as opposed to being diverted. That's also another technique that is often used intentionally or inadvertently by people at the radio station, is they will redirect the caller off of the intended line of questioning for whatever reason. And I'm not going to divert. I'm going to continue straight ahead. So the point is that last night, that on your radio station, technique was used, and not for the first time. It's used the majority of times. In those terms.
Generally, if I have somebody who's interview on the line, I will try to get a caller to ask a particular question for the person to answer. And most of the time, I don't have politicians. It's rare that I have a politician on the show. And in the case of Kokesh, he's running for not president. His intention is to not take office, or if he does take office, he's going to, you know, try to diminish the power of the office as much as he can. So he's unique in that way. We rarely have politicians on, and rarely, even more rarely, are those politicians on at a time when somebody can call. But I get your point. Yeah, like that is exactly how things are done. And I'm, you know, it's interesting that other shows do them too. But what I find is that, you know, personally, as a talk show host, that the callers kind of mess up the cadence of the conversation.
That is what is important in politics. We must have nice, clear cadence when we are picking the people that are going to dictate how we live our lives. That's what's important, is cadence. And we can't have those pesky citizen, voter, constituents, callers messing up the cadence on our presidential candidates, can we?
No, I'm not a politician, and all I'm
That's
worried
right.
about is
you're
my
not
radio
a politician.
Program.
You're a radio station and a radio host or whatever you want to refer to yourself. You're talking over me, and whatever you want to refer to yourself, and what you're doing. You know what? I wasn't raised to talk over other people, but I will talk over you.
Why
because you do it
ever
to other
this
people.
Guy?
I think he should be able to say what I hope that there's something at the end of it. So I think what he's trying to say is...
It was at the beginning. You guys did that last night. Ian was hosting. You did it. Adam, I used to support you. I'm not going to support you anymore because you're participating in this kind of BS. Okay?
Well, David, hold on. Before you go on.
Oh, this guy's
David,
just precious.
You're upset because you didn't get as much time on the radio as you wanted. And I understand
that's not it. That's not it. Are you psychic?
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
David, I was here, and you asked Kokesh if he knew about any, bad things that were going on in the New Mexican government. He said no. I mean, end of story. He didn't know of anything.
He did not say no, you're wrong. Listen to your own damn tape.
Okay. I talked to him during the break, and he's like, was this guy trying to catch me in something? And, you know, he didn't understand what it was that you were asking.
Did he not understand? Would that be a good reason to ask a question? If you don't understand what you're being asked, isn't it common sense that you would try to clarify it? But no, the radio station silences the caller so that you cannot speak to them anymore and clarify it. Sounds like really good communication, doesn't it, Mr. Genius?
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Wow.
So I think he makes a relatively good point that if you ask people for calls and on a particular topic. They call in on that topic. You probably should have a conversation with them. I think that much is good. I will say that there are certain communication styles that are that people hear more than others. So, you know, there's that.
It was a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing.
855-450-3733.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history, and tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work and play whenever you felt like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man and live a completely free life? You can live this way. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. free as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
On a live Labor Day edition, reading an article here from the Foundation for Economic Education on mass shootings. And trying to put things in perspective. The U.S. has suffered 7 mass shootings so far in 2019, and I think those numbers are now up 1 from this article, which is a couple of days old. These shootings have claimed the lives of 58 innocent people. If no more mass shootings occur in 2019, a big if, and clearly not true because it happened just days after this was written, mass shootings will likely account for about 1/10 of 1% of gun fatalities in the U.S., as they have said that it has been traditionally the case. About 1/10, less than 1/10 of 1% of gun fatalities in the U.S. are for mass shootings. And actually, at 1/10 of 1% is an increase. The 7 shootings are too many, and each of these 58 deaths is a senseless tragedy. Yet, in a nation of 320 million, people die senselessly with jarring frequency. About 10 people drowned every single day. 10 times that many die daily in motor vehicle accidents. As science writer Neil deGrasse Tyson pointed out, we lose 500 people to medical errors and 300 people to flu every 48 hours.
Which makes it super ironic that the doctors are always coming out and saying how we shouldn't have guns. Maybe we shouldn't have malpractice.
Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data, he tweeted. We should strive to better understand why people are increasingly seeking to unleash mass violence. But even as we do, we must keep mass shootings in perspective. In reality, the odds of dying in mass shootings are extremely low, not much higher than being killed by a random blast of lightning, which claims about 44 Americans annually. Perhaps most importantly, we mourn the victims and try to understand what's happening. We must not fan the anger, resentment, nihilism, and hatred that bubbles beneath the violence. So there you go. I think that this is something we need to keep in perspective every time when talking about mass shootings, because the mass shootings, when people start talking about it, it's all emotion based.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously it's bad and it happens, but it's not much more deadly than lightning strikes. And yeah, I mean, certainly people can take steps to not be, where lightning strikes. I mean, probably shouldn't be standing out next to trees in lightning storms or something. But,
how many people a day does the U.S. government kill?
Well, if you're just talking about police, it's about 1,000 per year, so 3.
I'm thinking police, but also how many people do they kill in Iraq and Afghanistan? All the wars.
And you'd have to include death penalty in that, and the
death penalty is pretty low, but yeah, it should be counted.
Yeah. And it's just U.S. government, not state governments?
I guess, at this point, the state governments are more or less wholly owned subsidiaries of the federal government, sadly.
I don't know the answer. I'd say it differs year to year, because some years there's a lot more people that die due to wars than others. But I would, I'd say that at this point we know that it's about 1,000 deaths per year from police on citizens. So, you know, there's that. Which is far deadlier than mass shootings. Let's go to Jim calling in from New York. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I'd like to. There's about 1,000 people killed by cops per year. And
is this James in Arizona?
What kind? Who?
Go on.
And there's a super majority of those people are killed in self defense by the cop.
Certainly.
To keep it in perspective, you have about a 0% chance of being killed by a cop, Rich Paul. Or Mark
Edge. Definitely. James in Arizona, who's banned, by the way, for threatening hosts. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, yeah, I think that it's certainly true that many of the people who are shot by police are shot in what they would call good shoots by the government. It's also worth pointing out that there are
that in Canada, there's about half as many people as far as the population goes per capita shot by police as there are in the United States. And the demographics in Canada are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
If you start looking at Europe, there are more people shot in 1 year in the United States than all of the last, 100 years in Great Britain.
By police.
Yeah. And, Germany, the numbers are even lower. Iceland, in the history of the country, one person has been shot. Guy totally deserved it, mind you. I'm not saying these are innocent victims or anything like that, but it is
worth
pointing
out. A lot of the ones
in
America are Philando Castile.
Yep.
Springs to mind.
These are the cases.
That guy they shot in the hallway of the L.A. hotel as he's on his knees begging for his life.
Yeah.
Just, oh, my God, the acts of depravity by these cops. They infuriate me more than any other because, they have the privilege of doing it with impunity.
I would say that I tend to agree with James in Arizona on this, is that probably if we look at the percentage of shoots out there, it would be, although you could say that, hey, maybe this problem could have been solved without the shooting, that the police probably have legal justification from their standpoint. I'm obviously not talking, the Philando Castiles of the world are the exception to the rule. And I think that police should be responsible for their actions. And if you hold them responsible for the obvious glaring problems like Philando Castile, then they will think about the ones as to whether or not they should be shooting, this person or that person. There's each story needs to be looked at individually. Now, when I'm talking about mass shootings, I'm just trying to put things in perspective. We also talked about lightning here, and I don't hate lightning. I don't hate cops. I don't hate anything. I just want to put things in perspective as to what's deadly and what's not. And mass shootings in this country are deadly for the people that die, but not particularly deadly when it comes to the number of things that occur. So, there you go.
Yeah, they really beat Tyson up for saying that too, it's absolutely true.
Tyson,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, Tyson, yeah. The liberals who love Neil deGrasse Tyson really went after him for trying to give some perspective regarding the mass shootings and what the dangers are and things like that. And it's just perspective, people. It doesn't mean that you're saying anything terrible about the victim's family or anything like that. I don't know. Whatever. It's Twitter. It's an awful place.
Yeah.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you want to follow Free Talk Live on Twitter and say mean things to us, well, it's twitter.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Hurricane Dorian tops our news with the outer bands hitting the east coast of Florida after battering the Bahamas, where at least five people killed.
one person, an 8-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. There is catastrophic damage to buildings, hotels, and homes in the Bahamas. The hurricane will head north to coastal counties in Georgia and the Carolinas. Georgia's governor, Republican Brian Kemp.
I would not take any chances with this one.
In Southern California, the recovery is still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, 5 crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The 75-foot commercial diving boat caught fire early Monday morning near Santa Cruz Island, California, trapping most of the victims below deck in their sleeping quarters.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Labor Day edition. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
The number is 855-450-3733. And the phones have lit up. Let's go right to the phones. We got Matt calling in from Aberdeen, Washington, KBKW. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I have a question about the overall gun deaths in America per year compared to actual war zones like Ukraine or Syria. I wonder what the comparison is with Americans killing each other as opposed to an actual war zone. Is it comparable?
So I'm sure it depends on the war zone. When you say gun deaths, that includes suicides. If you're talking about Americans killing each other, then you're talking about a number that's a third is the size. So basically it's like 33,000 versus 11,000, as far as the rough numbers go.
Okay. All right. Well, and then if you figure, okay, there's a war going on in Ukraine and Afghanistan and everything. Are more Americans dying, killing each other than as opposed to what's going on in a war zone?
I'm pretty sure that the American government is killing way more people in war zones than the American people kill at home.
But which war zone are you talking about, Rich? I mean, the United States isn't in a hot war right now.
Well, I mean, as I recall, there are people in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, maybe? No, we're out of Libya. They're doing the slave thing there now.
There's really not much going on as far as a hot war goes on. I think it, I mean, there's certainly years that you're talking about. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a true statement. But there's other years when, no, it's not.
So we're not...
Not really in a hot war right now. Now, we'll never know what the you know, what Special Forces is doing. Got no ideas.
Yeah.
Matt, I would say that it's safe to say that, yes, there are more people killing each other in the United States than in some war zones. But it would depend on the war zone is really the answer to that.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay,
any point you want to draw from that?
No, thank you.
Thank you for the call, Matt. Appreciate it.
The interesting thing about that, though, is guess where more people were killed the day of that mass shooting than in the mass shooting?
Probably
Chicago.
Chicago? Damn, well.
58 people,
I
believe, were shot. And that's...
no one wants to talk about that.
Yeah. And Chicago has full-on gun control.
Yeah, right.
You know? It's outlawed there.
David calling in from Jackson, Mississippi, KWKHM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Jackson, Michigan.
Sorry. Excuse me.
But it is
hey, I was born in Jackson, Michigan.
All right.
Grew up in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, small world. Yeah, right next to, down the road from Ann Arbor.
Yep.
Yeah, you just stole my thunder, though. I was just going to mention Chicago, that when they're talking about the El Paso shootings and the Dayton, Ohio shootings, there were two incidents in Chicago, 3 hours apart, 7 people killed, 46 others were wounded by shootings, and nobody wants to talk about the mass shootings. So far, just this week, from 9-1 to 9-7, 3 have been killed, 19 have been wounded, total of 22 shot just in, 2 days. For year-to-date in Chicago, that nobody wants to talk about, total shot, 1,888 people shot in Chicago.
1,000 people have been shot in Chicago this year.
Year to date.
Wow.
Yeah, not killed. Homicides are 348, but 1,800 people have been shot in Chicago.
And this is a lot of this is gang violence, so it's not considered mass shootings?
Apparently. It's the mass shootings that nobody wants to talk about for some reason.
Right. Wow, we could have numbers like that if only we banned guns.
Yeah. But nobody wants to talk about banning handguns. All these shootings and killings every day in Chicago are being done by handguns, but nobody wants to talk about banning handguns. Let's ban assault rifles. Yeah, they're 0.1% of the killings are done by long guns. But, yeah, let's ban those.
Why do you think it is?
They're not the things that's doing all the killings.
Why do you think the media won't address the Chicago issue?
Because it's a Democrat-run city, and it would make the Democrats look even worse because the Democrats don't want to talk about what's going on in Chicago because they know it's a Democrat-run city, and they can't handle it. Number one, they have loosened the imprisonment and the punishments for shooters in Chicago so generously. Like, remember back before, I think it was before President Trump was our president, they were saying, bring in the federal prosecutors into Chicago, that'll fix it. Yeah, because under federal punishments, if you discharge a gun shooting at somebody in public, under federal punishment, it is 18 years in prison. Chicago has it as 18 months due to overcrowding to release early.
18 months?
18 months. They've downgraded it so much, it's only 18 months. They've downgraded, and because of the overcrowding, they're letting these criminals out in less than 8 or 9 months of an 18-month sentence.
I did that much time for selling weed.
It's just a vacation to them.
I can predict the outcome of this.
They're
going to build more prisons to employ more government officials as prison guards, and then they're going to basically be a prison state because so many people are committing crimes. And you know, once somebody commits one crime, they're much more likely to commit more. You know, they go in, they spend a little bit of time. At some point or another, they're doing life on the installment plan. Yep. And then they get hit with the big one.
They just go and hang out with their buddies for 6 or 8 months, and they get let out and do it again, and they get thrown back in. The chief of police of Chicago was there once, and he said, the main problem is repeat offenders. If somebody has an idea how to take care of this, let me know. Well, hey, chief, listen to me. Send them to prison for 18 years instead of 18 months. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I would think a longer sentence might be worthwhile in that circumstance.
All they need to do is kick the people who don't belong in prison at all out. Kick out the prostitutes, kick out the drug users, kick out the drug dealers. There will be plenty of room for your murderers because there aren't that many of them.
Not nearly as many. We've looked at the statistics on this, is that about half of the prison population hasn't committed any kind of violent crime. This is nationwide. I don't know what it's like in Illinois. And one has to kind of consider that some people commit crimes in order to get drugs. So if you're in the drug war, those people probably wouldn't have committed crimes to get the drugs.
Yeah, because it'd be 50 cents.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as costly. I don't think there's as good of an argument on that. Like, it doesn't sound as good. I wouldn't suggest letting people out who've committed violent acts to get drugs.
I'm just saying that
maybe in the future, likely in the future, you will see less crime because fewer people will have to commit crime to get expensive drugs because, people don't commit crimes to get cheap drugs. They just get the cheap drugs.
Yeah, I mean, how many people are out robbing people to buy cigarettes? But cigarettes are more addictive than heroin.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Skip, calling in from Montana. Skip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I was listening to you guys talk about the unions, and while I'm not a huge union guy, I do think that you've got people that, and this guy was one of them, actually, the guy from Illinois. He was basically a freeloader on the system, didn't want to pay not just union dues, but he didn't want to pay a fee to be represented by the union and use their health insurance and those kind of things. The benefits that he was getting, he wanted for free.
Well, I mean,
he didn't want them at all. Yeah. Maybe he wanted to negotiate his own arrangement.
Well, and you know as well as I do that a school district, for example, is not going to negotiate with every individual in order to have their own contract individually.
Well, they're not. But hold the line, Skip, if you would. Just hold it. 855-450-3733. Big employers like Walmart negotiate individually. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here. Final segment of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about, well, a variety of things tonight, but Skip called in specifically about unions. It's Labor Day, and we did a story on public sector unions. Skip, can you hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And so I just want to get some clarity here. Which... I read the story, and by the way, you're talking about you're hearing the show at a different time. So, who are you calling a free rider in this particular instance? Can you describe that situation to me?
Well, the guy, Mr. Janus, who was the person that filed the Janus case took the Janus case to the Supreme Court.
To the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yep.
And won. At this point, now in the United States, it is the highest law in the land that one cannot be forced to join a union, right?
Well, there's a difference between joining the union and paying a representation fee to the union.
Okay. So you can join the union and not pay a fee?
No, but you can not be a full member of the union, and up until the time of the Janus decision, you would be forced, if you want to call it that, but you would be responsible for paying a fee for being represented by the union in contract negotiations and benefit negotiations.
So when say this guy is a Republican and that union gives a bunch of money to the Democrats, why should he be forced to make political donations against his own interests?
Well,
that's the big thing that unions do, is support the Democrats. That's their main function, it seems.
Well, it's not their main function, but that was one of the arguments that he used and one of the things that the Supreme Court looked at. But quite frankly, that's a small portion of what the money that he donated or gave to the union was used for.
Well, he didn't give it. It was taken. He had to go to court to stop it.
Sure. But the fact of the matter is that he benefited from that that payment to the union.
I think that's accurate. He did benefit financially, but I think that the article Reason says here is that the state creates a monopoly. So in this case, public schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, no,
the monopoly.
You can homeschool your child.
Oh, does that mean I don't have to pay for the government school?
No, you do. But you're
so they have
a monopoly
on money.
Funding.
It's just if you have enough left after paying for a horrible education, they might let you give your kid a decent education, but bereft of your education budget.
Send your child to a madrasa if you want to, whether it's Catholic, whether it's any other religion that you want. You are welcome to do that. You just can't take your money out of your portion of the money that's used for public schools out of the system. I'm a child of the
system. Exactly. So you're going to steal that from me and use it for something that you think is important and I think is horribly destructive, the public school system.
But those of us that are children of the 60s remember trying to withhold the portion of the taxes that were used for the military during the Vietnam War, and we weren't allowed to do that.
Another reason that you should oppose all taxation. Because
that's a very nice pie in the sky kind of thing to not have any taxation whatsoever. But the fact of the matter is,
how is that pie in the sky?
Go ahead.
You have to pay for something, whether you pay. Well, whether you pay for roads, whether you pay for schools, whether you
pay for police departments. Are you saying that when I write my check that I just sit there and I imagine that I'm paying for the roads and that I don't imagine that I'm paying for the bullets that mow down Middle Eastern people's kids? Is that what you're...
Absolutely, you just called
rich pie in the sky. That is the dumbest, most Pollyanna thing I've ever imagined. I've ever heard. I'm just supposed to sit here and imagine
the
what my stuff goes
theory.
Through.
Theory. Look, just pretend it's not going on.
Skip.
It's every
government
dollar.
School is the worst school in a given geographic area for a given grade. 99.9%+ of the time. If the government's going to force me to pay for the worst school in a given geographic area, then, I have every reason to be outraged. It's not about education. It's about funding crappy unions of unhappy teachers.
And 86% of all statistics are made up, including the one I used just then.
Okay.
So the thing is that you can assume that the dollars that you pay in taxes are used for roads and highways and police departments and all the rest. And
well, I don't want it used for police departments. They're murderers.
Well,
no, they're not.
A lot of them are. Baltimore PD kills a lot of people.
I understand, Rich. Well,
but not all the people. They don't kill all the people that they interact with.
Oh, well, we should love them for letting some of us live.
Skip, I mean, these are sound like some pretty lame excuses for forcing people to pay for crappy government programs, don't they? I mean, honestly, wouldn't it be better if I could just pay for the things that I used? So, you know, if you want security services, pay for them. If you want school services, pay for them. If you want, whatever it is that the government's trying to force down your throat, make you pay seven times too much for, make it free market. If it's worth having, it's worth paying for, isn't it?
So you should only buy the things that you want at all times.
What else would I buy?
Yeah, you should spend your money on what's important to you.
The fact of the matter is that there is a public good. I grew up in Virginia, which is a commonwealth. The commonweal allows the government to make sure everyone is covered responsibly with what
you'd
we're
think they do a better
doing.
Job of making a school, but no, they always have the worst school. I mean, where's the knifings? Where are the shootings?
You know, what about the money that was spent on keeping me in jail for a year and a half for weed? You know, that's money that was used to ruin a good person's life, and it was your tax money. So next time you pay your taxes, you think about that. You remember that your tax money is being used to ruin innocent lives.
I'm old enough to be collecting Social Security, so the next time you pay your taxes, remember that you're helping to fund my lifestyle.
Well,
I don't pay them. I won't work in their system. I would rather starve than pay their taxes.
Well, Social Security isn't really taxes. I mean, come on. You paid in.
Well, no. You paid into Social Security. They squandered that money.
Of course they
did. And now your children are paying for your retirement, and there will be nobody to pay for theirs. So congratulations on screwing the next generation.
It is a Ponzi scheme. Skip, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Call back in sometime. I do appreciate this kind of challenge. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care, guys.
855-45, I'm giving out the number. Let's go right to Jim here in Rochester. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Jim, hello?
Hey, double drop. Okay, there we go. That's what happens when people who listen on Twitch FM get on the radio.
Huh.
I think that there are people, Rich, that hear the show that don't know that we advocate for a very for human freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can come as a shock to some of them that you know, for instance, some people disagree with certain public goods that are out there,
mm-hmm.
and I think Jim was one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't understand how you can cheerfully pay taxes to an organization that takes that money and literally kills people, ruins lives, subjects kids to an education system that
drives them to homicide and suicide. Well, the education system is what I want to talk about real quick. We're talking about 19%. According to their numbers, 19% of public school graduates, not people who went to public school, graduates of public school are functionally illiterate, 19%. Mm-hmm. In some district, that number reaches 40%. When you're talking about 40% of kids that graduate, not go to school, because there's plenty of them drop out before the end of school, that graduate, what's the point of having a government school anyway? If it's not middle-class welfare babysitting day prison at that point, I don't know what is. 40% of kids who graduate government school are functionally illiterate in some districts. 19%, that's almost 20%, nationwide. You don't need a government education system for that. You can have no school at all and get those kind of numbers.
You could do better than that with libraries.
Go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. It's freetalklive.com. You'll find the little block there to put your...
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.